This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 23 through 31. We hear just a few of those words. He called out to the Lord, "Lord God, please remember me. Strengthen me, God, just once more." God's word is truth. Please be seated. What do you make of Samson, our hero of faith so far? What a rugged journey. Time and time again, sin breeds destruction in the life of Samson. This time, the destruction has come upon him. And through it all, it was the Lord who put Samson and the Philistines so close, so intertwined together, that the reaction was like putting baking soda and vinegar together in a 2-liter bottle and shaking it up. Our text starts off looking like Samson has lost. He was duped by Delilah. His strength had left him. The Lord had left him. His enemies, the Philistines, who paid a heavy price for him as a trophy, have gouged out his eyes and put him to work pushing a large millstone around all day, every day, except for special days of humiliation. Who knows how long it's been like this? 4 weeks? 4 years? Scripture doesn't tell us. Yet it looks like his years of being a fierce monster to the Philistines are now over. And now there is only humiliation, not seen, but hearing people laugh at you, not knowing when a little kid will prod you with a stick or where the next pebble will fling from to hit you. And he has become nothing more than a blind circus bear. He is brought to the temple of Dagon, and there the praise to an idol makes the ground rumble as they bring him in, and there's laughter and joy over his misery. And who knows how often he was brought out for entertainment. I imagine it was a common occurrence in his life. How is it that he ended up here in this situation? Well, Samson knows, we all do. Are you in a somewhat similar spot because of your previous sins? Not in the temple of Dagon as a blind circus bear, but it certainly feels like it. Maybe there was a divorce caused by your sin. Maybe the extended family won't meet with you because of your sin. Maybe the job that you had and enjoyed is no longer yours because of sin. The possibilities are endless. Sin has a way of wrecking relationships and our God-given calling. And we see it in our life. It is inescapable in this life. And sin seems so alluring, and then when it becomes a master over us, it mocks us. Do you feel like you are done? Might as well be pushing a millstone around all day long. Do you feel like everything is wrecked beyond recovery? You know who you can turn to, don't you? Turn to the Lord. You can certainly bicker and complain about your situation, but here's something better. Lay down your sin at the foot of the cross. Pick up God's forgiveness and righteousness. The Apostle Paul brings us these words from Romans. He says, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace." A repentant Samson cries out, "Lord God, please remember me." And it reminds us of the thief on the cross next to Jesus as both suffer and are about to die. The thief defends the honor of Jesus and demands respect for Jesus. And then he too makes a plea. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replies, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus remember me. What do you wish him to remember? Well, remember not our sins, for those we should be condemned, but rather remember your sacrifice, O Lord, which paid for our sins. Remember your grace and mercy, which you have given to us. Remember that you have made us children of God through faith. Remember your promises that you will forgive us our sins and remember our sins no more. Remember, Lord, remember your promises to us. Remember me. We are never out of the reach of God. Repent and cry out to him. There should be no reason he listens, but he does. There should be no reason he forgives, but he does. And it came at a great price. The promise of God from the book of Ephesians says this, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." God makes us holy. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God. Forgiven and renewed, remembered by the Lord, Samson has a restored purpose. And before his birth, his purpose was given to save Israel from the power of the Philistines. And he hasn't really lived up to his calling, but today is different. Lord God, please remember me, strengthen me, God, just once more. And we hope that Samson would follow that up by, let me bring deliverance to your people now through a mighty act. But Samson has a muddied purpose. With one act of vengeance, let me pay back the Philistines for my two eyes. God tells us in the book of Romans, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. And Samson is not a model of being wronged and getting revenge. Samson is an agent of God's wrath and fulfills God's purpose, even though his purpose is still pretty muddy. Samson cries out, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushes with all of his might upon the two central pillars, and the weight of the temple crashes in on itself, killing thousands. And he lays down his life, and his people are given a moment of relief. Is acting as a one-man army for the people of Judah. Restored purpose, Samson has it. In Christ, may we too have restored purpose. And Samson reminds us to serve God where you are right now, and not where you used to be, or long for former days of glory, because let's face it, that might not come back around again. Samson found his restored purpose in the temple of Dagon, of all places. God gives you restored purpose for where you are right now. Being that child of God that he has called you to be. A son, a daughter, a father, a mother, a CEO or a common laborer. Be a neighbor, be a partner of the gospel and share it. How are we to view Samson? God uses this hero of faith for his glory. May the Lord encourage your spirit, stir you up to serve the Lord with a glad heart. May God give us the strength to live with restored purpose here and now until the Lord grants us a blessed end. Amen.